recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, get it on, get on. Thanks for tuning in. How about it, Drew?
It's good enough for me.
Good enough for you, and good enough for birdwell.com, promo code ADS, for sponsoring today's show. TheraWorksRelief.com, visit True Car and watch Making It on NBC tonight, man. What's going on, Drew?
I got a bunch of things I want to talk to you about. So I did, you're going to like this. So I did one of those personality tests. You know, there's a lot of literature now supporting what are called the big five personality characteristics, which is like introversion versus extroversion, conscientiousness versus not, agreeableness versus not. And I thought, it's about time I did one of these tests and see where I
show up. How's it administered?
I think I did a Psychology Today test. It's just answering a bunch of questions. But much like that narcissism inventory I used to do, it's similar to that with a forced – you have questions where they're similar, but they force you to make a determination and give you a scale of, you know, agree, strongly agree to strongly disagree. And I thought, and I took it, and I was like, all right, this all sounds like me, sounds like me, sounds like me. And I was happy with it, like conscientiousness and agreeableness and things that I kind of, I wish I weren't so agreeable, but it was all, you know, you get stuff done and you're conscientious, you know, things I knew. And largely things that I've had to kind of acquire too, by the way. It's not necessarily I was naturally that way. Meaning like through training, professional training and years of paying attention. You can change your personality presentations and characteristics. They call me – for instance, I was a, quote, complete extrovert on the scale, which is categorically not me. Mm-hmm. I am quite introverted and quite sort of – you probably would have a similar thing, right? I mean – you're able to get out and be extroverted. So on the scale, you sort of show up. But I had to really work at that to be able to be, you know, sort of present in the world. I naturally pull back.
I'm trying to think. Like, it's not on the test, but like when your doorbell rings, do you think, uh-oh, you know, like, yeah, I got to go
deal with somebody or do something? You know, I go to the people and I'm interested in what they're doing and I'm interested in asking questions and I – you know, well, things like that, comfort with sort of being out in the world. And mm-hmm. and you're if you answered honestly, you'd get up on that scale too, even though I know you're like me. You feel like, right?
Well, I have –
I should pull it up.
You pull it up. Yeah. Everybody has things they want to do and things they don't want to do and so on and so forth. So if you said to me, here's one of my most enjoyable – endeavors, yes?
Yeah.
Every year we go up to Laguna Seca up north to do a race. Mm. I like driving with Matt DeAndrea and Chris Maxipata and whoever else wants to go because one of the more enjoyable parts of it is the ride up. The playing music, talking, drinking a beer, laughing, you know, just riding shotgun in a nice car and enjoying a laugh in other people's company. Now, on the other hand, when I'm going through airport security and I'm having airport security is a bad example. I mean, on the other hand, if there's some person I don't know, I usually don't like them that much. I don't really, you know, they start telling me about their theory. You want to know where I got these cowboy boots? And I'm thinking, no, I don't. I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's equally as miserable. But I guess a true introvert wants to drive up north alone. Is that true?
Yeah, or it's really extremely difficult for you to be social or to be in a true introvert couldn't get on stage and do – it's just you don't – you may be compensating for introversion and being able to get up and do comedy, but you couldn't be an introvert, right? You could feel like an introvert, but you actually are not introverted when you get up on stage.
On the other hand, if somebody said, would you like someone to throw you a surprise party? I would go, absolutely
right.
Not.
That's
never.
Right.
Please don't.
Right.
Don't ever do that.
Right.
On the other hand, let's you and me go out to dinner and enjoy our conversation.
Right. I'm with you on that. Now they want to charge me for the results. Fuck that. So anyway.
Talk about how cheap you were in the test?
Yeah, probably on the test. But here's
first
the
question. If you're still bitching about the $2.99 this cost, go ahead and check off the miserly box.
$2.95.
And of the Jewish persuasion. Interesting.
Well, predicting that. Just guessing. Mm-hmm. So – But the part I thought you would enjoy is I came out high on emotionality. Like it was like, watch out. Your emotions could interfere with your ability to get stuff done.
Well, you're, I've always said you're a man of exquisite passion.
They did. His passionate stuff came in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. They said some people may think it's passion that you're expressing, but it could be emotional ability.
Uh-huh. So, how would they determine that? Like what kind of questions?
You know, I was sort of surprised by that. I don't really remember the questions that much. They were sort of on the order of, you know, how do you feel during the day, and do you, can you manage depressive symptoms and anxiety and that kind of stuff. I thought I was answering that question pretty modestly, like, eh. But they turned out like, oh, watch out, very emotional.
So what's the, what are the big five? How did you fare in the big five?
I can't get the damn result up. But it, mostly, I was conscientious and agreeable.
Tell Gary where to look.
Oh,
we'll
you get
pay
the big
with
five?
A credit card.
Just look at big five personality types. Oh, you want the actual result? Oh, I'll email you that.
Yeah, I'd like to know that. First, big five personality. To me, growing up in the San Fernando Valley, that just means you love yourself some sporting goods, man. That's what big five means to this podcaster. All right. Drew, you know what I have noticed?
I'm going to email it to you. Oh, no, I'll text you, Gary. Yes, what have you noticed?
I was explaining to Lynette when we're trying to figure out what's going on in this world. Mm-hmm. There's a Munchausen's by proxy,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we've all been kind of aware of. That's the mom who is, now you tell me, mm-hmm, they're either injuring their kid or they're just saying the kid is injured or
correct,
sick or whatever.
Correct.
And they're bringing them in.
Yes.
And then they're getting the sort of reflective attention.
Yes.
And I now hear a lot of people saying, like, you know, you're talking about whether you think the Dodgers have a chance this year in MLB, and they chime in and they go, as a mother of a gay son who's a veteran, I think the Dodgers. It's like, what? Why are you chiming in and as a mother of? That didn't really exist in the past, fill in the blank.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your mom, my mom, or whoever's mom. Like, there wasn't a lot of proclamations.
Correct.
Like, as a mother of.
But think how, just like yesterday we talked about how outrage is currency.
This is currency.
The other currency is having a family member or a spouse or a loved one with one of the check-the-box categories.
As a father of a son who has Down syndrome, I can tell you that the Dodgers need a better bullpen in order to finish above 500 and compete. Yeah, yes. He's like pushing it into every conversation. Now, in the past, it was actually quite the opposite, which is, okay, you have your situation at home. I'm sure he has his situation at home, and she has her situation at home. We're talking about the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Not about you.
It's currency now.
It's a mobile Munchausen's we're doing now. It used to have to take it to the doctor's
hold
office.
On a second, hold on
now
a second.
It's mobile, bitch.
Hold on a second. It's a mobile Munchausen's. Yes, I see it. It's
hold on.
Yes, I don't necessarily dig the mobile piece. It's not because it's universal Munchausen.
No, it's like, mobile, meaning it used to go to the doctor's office. It's traveling to parties and barbecues.
It is
well outside the doctor's office. It's on CNN. It's on HuffPo.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's a mobile Munchausen's that is like, as a parent of a daughter with autism, as a transgendered as a Gold Star mother, as a mother, you know, as a fire, and I get, look, your son or daughter died serving this country. Be proud.
Yeah, yeah.
And understood.
Yeah.
But still, as a mother of, or as a father of, and then making this proclamation into groups of people constantly is a new thing.
Okay. And so what is the missing ingredient in all of this? What's the one thing that would sort of dampen this a bit?
Nutmeg.
How'd you know?
You just wanted to know for an ingredient. I feel like it's missing. I get it once a year on top of eggnog, and I just don't feel like I'm getting enough nutmeg. So anytime anyone says to me, what's missing? What's the missing ingredient? I have paprika and I have nutmeg. That's my answer. Go ahead, Drew.
Blinds Galore, everybody. Summer Scorcher sale starting this week, up to 50% off everything. This is ridiculous. One of the biggest sales of the year, but it won't last forever. Custom window covering, save on your energy bill. We literally have blinds galore outside in our house because that's how much it's cut down the sun and the glare and the use of the air conditioning. Help cut your home's heat gain in half. And, of course, these things are designed just for your home. Their experts help you guide you every step of the way, either online or over the phone. They make it painless, and they want you to be happy. It's designer quality, designer care without the designer price tag. And if you're not happy, they'll start back at the drawing board again. They are only happy when you're happy, and these things are made specifically to the specifications of your windows. Over 2 million windows and counting. I use them. Corolla uses them. Anybody else? We use them all over.
Matt used them. He gave him the wrong
measurements. We did, too. And then they redid them for
us. You guys have joined an elite fraternity of numbskulls.
Right, Matt?
I'm just proud of myself to be on the same level as Dr. Drew. Come on.
Well, my wife did it. She's usually pretty good at that stuff.
Beat the heat. Be sure to visit blindsgalore.com during their huge summer scorcher sale where you can get 50% off everything. Let them know Adam and Dr. Drew sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
Mobile Munchausens. Yeah. Taking it to the streets,
mobile
people.
Mobile munch. Yeah, but it's credibility by proxy, right? It's currency by proxy. That's how – well, so here's the one thing that would undo it all, right? The one thing that would undo it is humility. Mm-hmm. If people had some degree of humility, that would reduce this a little bit.
Yeah, well
– so here it is.
I told you when everyone said, like, stop judging.
Yeah.
Remember that about 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Can't judge and stop judging. I told everyone that was going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Judging keeps everything in check. All right. You got something?
All right. So on emotional stability, I scored a 43.
That's
below average, out of 100.
Oh.
Below average. You need
to. Not stable.
You learn how to keep yourself more level, more even keeled. Your emotions can be rather volatile.
That's what you're looking for out of a physician. Shaky
hand. It doesn't
hand.
Mean that it's wrong to feel anxious or express anger, but you need to make an effort to pick your battles more carefully and keep problems both minor and major in perspective. So I've been in here. I've been coming in here for the last month feeling shitty. So it made me feel worse.
Can I ask you this, yeah. Drew?
Yes.
Maybe part of it. I have a good quality to a certain degree, which is people in the past have done shitty things to me. I oftentimes don't recall them. And sort of vice versa. Like people go, you know, I'll go, what's the problem with so-and-so? And then someone will go, remember when that whole thing went down about whatever and you called him a douche and then he said you were – and I was like, oh, yeah. Like
you,
I don't –
You
I don't,
move on. You keep on keeping on.
Well, sort of. I can be – you know, if you want to know about Kevin Smith taking $500,000 out of my pocket and lying, I don't – I didn't forget about that.
Yeah.
But there are many other examples where I'm like, oh, I forgot. Which is I'm not evolved. It's just I don't care.
Just move on. You keep your priorities straight. I know that about you.
It doesn't do anything for me to.
Yeah.
It's not. There's a next thing.
Yes.
All right.
And you don't give a shit about anybody.
Thank you.
Anyway, extroversion. You are a total extrovert and prefer being with people to spending time alone. That's true. You might even
do you get a number on that, or you just call the total
80 out of 100.
Let's please spit the number out first.
Okay. Chances are when you're feeling bad, low energy.
Kind of close to the vest with those numbers, aren't you, for an extrovert? Ironically.
Low energy or stressed, you turn to others for support. You are totally at ease interacting with others. That's not true, though. I mean, I had to make myself this way.
But that's fine. You made yourself.
No, like I know, but it's interesting. It's just interesting to me that I wouldn't characterize myself that way, but I know I pay attention to
Can
that.
I say this, Drew? I think we're all guilty of sort of feeling like we felt in the seventh grade.
Yes, yes.
Even if you might be attractive to women now, or you might be an extrovert now, or you might be something now, you're still sort of trapped in your...
How does Ray feel?
Good about himself?
Right.
And he feels right.
Yeah. So?
Yeah, carries over.
Okay. I'm just saying. He got that in the seventh grade. I got mine in the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Openness. 90. You are very flexible, have a broad range of interest, and enjoy indulging your imagination. People like you are typically liberal and adventurous, maybe considered free-spirited than creative. That's not true. You would likely be quite comfortable with people who are different from you.
It's not creative.
I know. You refuse to maintain the status quo and are always looking for new things to learn. That is true. Agreeableness, 76, almost 80. You are fairly agreeable. People find
math on 76.
People find
to 75.
The 80 was extroversion. I'm just saying it's close, similar to the extroversion.
C minus 76.
Approachable and good, matured. You're generally pleasant to interact with. If you are tired, frustrated, or simply not in the mood to interact with others, you may sometimes be edgy, although you likely don't intend to be.
Mm-hmm.
Quite easy to get along with, and people like your company. Okay. Conscientiousness, 87, is what I'm proud of. You're purposeful, industrious, blah, blah, blah.
I am.
Highly valued employee. You stay focused on your goals even when you desire to give up. No denying the fact that you are committed to completing whatever you set out to accomplish. Okay. Now, here is an interesting one. Ready for this one? And interestingly, I forgot about this, which is a tell. Impression management.
Mm.
Impression management.
What does that mean?
Okay. I got a 90.
Impression management.
Okay. This scale assesses the degree to which the results in this test are distorted or manipulated. Many people will try to present themselves in a better light, especially if the stakes are high. You picked a number of rarely endorsed responses. You seem to be trying to present yourself in a favorable light. Now,
hold on. You picked ones that weren't popular.
Like, people rarely pick what I picked.
Thus, you're trying to present yourself in a favorable light.
It's possible that that's what that is a sign of.
But that's their conclusion. Right?
I know. And I got to tell you, I read this and I went, I answered really honestly. I'm not interested in managing.
Well, you to you.
Right. It could be subconscious. Absolutely.
Honestly. Yep. I'm sure if your wife and me were sitting next to you on the foot of the bed.
So listen to this.
We may have coached you up.
So if you are really as scrupulous as you claim, it should be obvious based on other available evidence about you, such as personal and professional references.
Hmm. Well,
and I would argue that I am that way too.
Repeat that last sentence one more time.
If it should be obvious based on the other evidence about you,
if you're as scrupulous, say the whole thing.
If you are as scrupulous as you claim,
please, yes, the whole sentence.
If you are really as scrupulous as you claim, it should be obvious based on other available evidence about you, such as personal and professional references.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that one of my weaknesses, I can always consider it a weakness, is scrupulousness to the point of insanity, to the point where I drive myself insane with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that is part of impression management, all right. But it's one of the reasons practicing medicine is so difficult for me, because I worry and am like double and triple and quadruple checking everything all the time. Now, I always wore that as a badge of valor, that it would help me practice good medicine. I felt that was part of good medicine. But it's to a point of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interesting to me. It's a pathology is what they're telling me, and I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's because of impression management or just anxiety or whatever, it is what it is.
Well,
right? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would – conversely, it's funny because I found myself walking into the shop and announcing to Sean, my lead fabricator over there. Sean is a very meticulous guy and is sort of confused by other people's casualness. You are too. And I was back of the shop sort of with the table saw in a kind of enclosed, or I'd say a pavilion type area, and I look down, and hold on a second, I'll tease that first. I'll tell you, tonight, NBC, Parks and Rec, stars Amy Poehler, Nick Offerman, Crafting Television's ultimate creative competition. 8 talented artists will compete for $100,000. Nick's a master woodworker. I'd consider myself a master carpenter, but not a master woodworker by any stretch of the imagination. Nick is a master woodworker. What Amy lacks in crafting experience, she makes up for with enthusiasm. God bless her. It'll be the funniest crafting competition on TV. If you love Amy and Nick on Parks and Rec, well, then you're going to love them on Making It. Don't miss the premiere of Making It, hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, after America's Got Talent. That is tonight, July 31st, on NBC. Making It, after America's Got Talent, tonight, July 31st, on NBC. I do have to, you know, I use you sometimes, Drew.
Listening.
Because you and I are sort of the same world. Like, hey, you take a new employee, you walk them outside, and you go, hey, I got a heavy hitter coming tomorrow. I want to make this place look spiffy. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. I go, let's clean this up. And then I go home, and then I come back the next day, and they didn't touch it.
Yeah.
I don't say that to my wife as much as I say it to you. Because my wife will be like, oh, look, they're busy. They're distracted. Maybe something happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so you're not really getting the response that you want.
Right.
I say it to you and you go, oh, my fucking God.
I can't believe it.
Right.
I literally can't believe it.
You tell this to a woman, and it's why they're better parents. They'll go like, look. Maybe he's young, he's nervous, or the phone rang, or he's busy working with something. You know, they'll do that.
Yeah, they'll see the other person's point of view, sort of, or give him an excuse anyway.
Or be an enabler.
Whatever.
But either way, I was with Dylan back there. I was
print that up, Gary, if you don't mind. Can you do that?
The test.
Yeah. The results.
The results.
Yeah, sure. I was making a box, crating something up, whatever, in this sort of pavilion with the table saw on and blah, blah, blah. I just looked down and I saw the cigarette butt. And I have a sort of industrial style, 60s style, big like airport ashtray that's literally bolted to the wall a few steps away, but it's just there. You know, it's like, hey, if you're going to smoke, go outside, have a smoke, and then put it in the ashtray. It's like somebody finished their cigarette, someone who works for me, and then they just kind of put it out with their foot and it just... It's white. It's on blacktop. And it just sits in the middle of the thing. And it's like, they're done. They're done with their cigarette. And I just have to go in there and I go, Sean, what the fuck? Like, who would do this? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I would never do that. I would never. If I put a cigarette out, I would carry it in my hand. Like, I would never. Just go walk over the ashtray.
We had to give you this test, too, and see if you
It doesn't make sense to me that you would do that.
I know.
And anyone would do that. It's insane to me.
See, there's an example where I get the out-of-it-ness that can result in that. I get that. For me.
I get it, but it's like you're first off you're practically indoors and you're on somebody else's shop and that somebody has given speeches on for everything there is a place. We shall put everything back, we shall label everything, we shall take the time. I pay you by the hour. Please use my money and get organized and put. But I gotta tell you, Drew, after the 158th tube of caulking that went dry because somebody snipped the end off and then used half of it and then set it back and let it just dry up the whole tube and then threw it out. At a certain point, I just said, well, I'm done asking and begging everybody. If I come across another tube of caulking and Gary, please stifle yourself for a second. I can't hand Drew stuff in the middle of stuff.
Yeah.
If I come across another tube of caulking and it's not sealed, there's not a screw put in the end or tape put in or whatever, so it won't go bad. If I see it again, it's $50 every time. I'm just docking everybody. No more. Stops immediately, which is now I'm angrier because it's like, you could have done this whole time, me begging you to do it. No. $50 out of your pocket? Oh, done. Never again.
Well,
what the? It's an all right. No, I understand. These are the worst students in the world, but really,
it makes sense because you have to create the motivation and people's motivators.
How about the motivation? It's the guy who pays you is begging you not to do this thing, so we don't have to throw away fucking whole tubes of siliconized caulking into a dumpster.
No skin in the game, dude. No skin in the game. Skin in the game is a very important principle.
Listen. Look. Here's the thing. Drew, you want me to take that fucking test? I'll take that fucking test. I don't need skin in the game because I'm a good person.
Right.
When you're not a good person, it's like, where's my money? I'm asking you to take the potato chips and fold them over so they don't get rancid so that other people can enjoy them. How? What's in it for me? I'm done with the chips. Like that. Do you understand that makes you a bad person? That makes you a bad person?
Yeah. But I okay.
Or it certainly makes you weak.
Weak. I think that's right. Because I would argue that he, whoever that is, wants to protect the chips for another person. They just don't have the motivational focus. And when you put skin in the game, boom, focus is there.
Well, what it is they don't give a fuck about anybody but themselves. And the second you make it $50, now it becomes themselves. So now they're looking out for themselves. The other part is you just shouting into a fucking trash can as much as you want.
But again,
they don't give a fuck.
But that's a motivational valence, right? What creates more motivation? You, because you're hyper-vigilant, are aware of all that. They don't have that. They're not working with the hypervigilance.
Oh, no, they're aware of it the second it's $50.
Then the skin of the game makes them that way, but they don't have it normally.
Please, people, I would throw myself – I would rent a dirigible and throw myself out of it if every single thing I did was based on $50. What do you want me to do? Pick up that cigarette butt. $50. You want me to do the right thing? Yeah. Hey, your son's home. Give him a hug. Hold on. Where's my 50? Tell your daughter she looks pretty in her new pajamas. $50. Everything is based on either getting $50 or having $50 removed from you.
Skin of the game.
All right. Sadly, everybody, that's our society.
No, it's human nature.
Okay. Well, that's our society.
Yeah.
So Bernie Sanders, good luck, bitch.
That's right.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
I've tried it. Yeah, you tell everyone to do the right thing, Bernie, and just watch that tax revenue come flowing in. Oh, your coffers will be heaping with money. Right, Bernie?
TheraWorks Relief. If you're one of the millions of sufferers
of transition,
muscle
bro.
Cramps, legs, feet, particularly at night, relief is here for you. TheraWorks Relief, topical foam that's clinically proven.
Is there something that tests about transitions?
TheraWorks Relief is a topical foam that's clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps fast with daily use. TheraWorks Relief even prevents muscle cramps before they start. You don't need a prescription. It's over-the-counter. It's available at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens Pharmacy, or online at TheraWorksRelief.com, TheraWorks Relief. I literally had a patient today call me and say her son was using it after a workout and now wants me to get it for his employees. Because it's a moving thing, and they have lots of people with muscle cramps and stuff. And so the testimonials are coming in. I can't say it works for everybody, but it really is very effective.
I got to get this for my employees. Maybe one of them was going to walk their cigarette butt over to the ashtray,
maybe
but
that's
cramped
a problem.
Up.
Got
like,
cramped.
I better drop it here.
Or they got a muscle cramp in their hand right when they was about to drop it in your ashtray.
Mm.
Don't need a prescription, so underserved communities can get it without seeing a doctor. No pills, no medication. I love that. Minutes to apply, absorbs quickly. TheraWorksRelief.com. Talk to your pharmacist. You'll find their enthusiasm is likewise to mine. TheraWorks Relief, and experience relief for muscle cramps for yourself.
Sam's got some a masturbation question. When during the
maturation.
Maturation.
Sorry, Adam.
Sorry, Freud. I figured we were just losing it.
When during the maturation process do you stop blaming your parents for your mistakes? Well, let's see. Adam, how old are you?
Oh, let's see.
And not mistakes, but for how you feel moment to moment. Let's see. So it's Tuesday.
54.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes never. But I hold your horses.
I blame my parents for being horrible people, but I don't blame them for me.
Hold on.
Yes?
You blame them for your low self-esteem. You blame them for some of your feelings.
Oh, yeah, but that's not your problem.
Yeah. So I would argue that people in their 20s, I heard you. People
Society's benefited greatly by my horrible parents.
People in their 20s.
Thank you.
Because I know this because I keep having this conversation with my kids.
I fucking pay taxes and feel bad.
Which is, it is time for you to stop defining yourself by your parents. I understand we fucked up here and there, but stop it. Don't let us be the reason you feel fill in the blank. Be an adult. Take care of yourself. So in your 20s, that's part of the process. And I would say 28 is when people usually sort of start to become adults.
Michael, 25, Denver.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
What's going on?
Much. So I grew up really religious, just completely bought in to the point where I kind of just like grew out of it in my early 20s. I, like I said, bought in everything, including like the no sex before marriage thing. It was just such a huge part of my identity, and then you just kind of grew out of it and thought, like, that screw this.
What's the question?
You know.
What is your question? We got it.
My apologies. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was just trying to explain some backstory.
We got it.
I ended up dating a very religious girl, and now we're a year and a half into this, and she said, I'm not interested in no sex before marriage. At the time, I thought, like, I'm cool with that. Now, and not so much.
Yeah, I always wonder when people in a long-term relationship and they're able to shut down the sexuality completely in the name of religion. I mean, if she were like an extreme religious sect, you know, where it's part of their very, you know, daily rituals and extreme belief system, but just like, hey, I'm Christian, I don't believe in marriage. Then it's like, yeah.
How
you've
much?
Been involved for a year. We're going, moving this thing forward. I understand.
It's 2018, Drew.
Yeah.
How much of this is almost tapping out?
Well, that's what I'm sort of getting at, right?
Like, you're kind of saying, let's not get married.
Well, it's getting married, weird... or when we do get married, I'm still going to be a little weird about sex.
Yeah. Michael?
Yes, sir.
I'm with Drew in certain extreme situations. Is this an extreme? You know, she extremely religious.
Like we just dress certain ways and eat certain ways, and it's, you know, profound sort of part of her life.
It's pretty important, but I will say this particular issue, she's kind of drawn the line.
Yeah,
I see. I'm suspect too. Yeah. I feel like in 2018 there are plenty of ways around this, yeah. Even if you're devout. And I feel like this is somebody that may have had some abuse
trauma. Yep.
Or trauma.
Yep.
And now this is a very convenient way, yep, to sort of not confront that or deal with it.
Or she has some low libido syndrome or something.
Something, and this works out nicely in the,
yep,
narrative.
Right. And it's not going to go away after marriage.
I agree with us,
some
Drew.
Continued something after marriage. We are not criticizing somebody who chooses this as their – this is not us being critical. This is us going – this doesn't fit with her religiosity.
I think we're both feeling something coming,
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I would say that this is the kind of thing that you could definitely explore with a counselor or,
yeah,
something, but,
yeah,
do not get married and then go, all right, now we're just going to open the floodgates with sex and then we'll just move forward.
No, it's not going to work like that.
I tell you what does work. True Car. See that transition, Drew?
Dig it.
Mm-hmm. MSRP. Don't dig it. Study it.
Mm.
You might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Can be confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your True Price is great because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car you want. And that's really all. Look, there's no such thing as a free car. What you don't want to do is overpay for a car. I don't think anyone is thinking, hey, someone's got to give me a $60,000 car for 10 grand, but you don't want to pay 70 for 60. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Information.
Yeah.
They're certified. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be free, man. They're certified dealers.
What do you want to do?
You want to do what you want to do? Go to True Car, man. Their True Price is competitive. They want to win your business. So when you're ready to buy new, you're ready to buy used, you always go with True Car. All right. Live shows coming up everywhere, including October 6th, Phoenix, Arizona, Stand Up Live.
Mm.
7 and 9:30. We'll be doing live basic cable commentary there. People love that crap. Hey, go to Chassis and check all that out. Drew, what do you got?
Go to DrDrew.com. Get the family of pods that are there. I got Keith Humphreys, one of my heroes. I'm interviewing at the Dr. Drew podcast. Get in that contact list. Check out the Opiate series. Check it out.
Check out baseball. Thank you. Check
One more thing. Yes. I want to get people on my Instagram because I'm going to start doing some Instagram lives where I answer questions and stuff. So it's the Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Drew Pinsky Instagram.
And you can check out Baseball and Chill and listen at podcastonesports.com and Podcast One app, and the Podcast One app, I should say, and leave a rating and review if you like. So until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.